We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So what is this week here coming up this weekend?
Well, starting Sunday, Ray, man, it is the 19th annual Connecticut Tax-Free Week. And to talk about it is our Commissioner of Connecticut Department of Revenue Services, Scott Jackson. Commissioner, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Now, I thought, Ray and I were talking off air while the traffic and weather was going on. We thought this was going to be phased out, but apparently that's not the case.
Oh, no. Governor Lamont and a whole lot of other people realized that a lot of people, a lot of families really look forward to this and take advantage of it.
Right.
And frankly, as we move to, you know, an arena where there's a lot more online sales, it really is important for us to do things to support our brick-and-mortar businesses right here where you can go out and meet with your neighbors, meet
right.
with your local vendors, and create communities and create relationships.
Of course, Commissioner, I feel really stupid because I did major shopping last weekend.
Nice job by you.
Guess I just...
That's okay, Ray. You can do more shopping. Okay.
Good, Ray. Nice job.
Yeah. Well, no, I did. It was stupid because I was
that's
under
right.
the assumption that you were,
right. well,
that
we,
it was over,
right,
but it's not.
Right, because it had been discussed, but then as Commissioner Jackson
Sorry,
said,
there
was
some...
There was discussion and right. you know, discretion won out here. Now there are a ton of items, Scott, that are exempt when sold for less than $100.
Right.
And people can go to your website and find them all out. We'll give that later. Are these all the same as they have been, or have things been added to this?
No, it's the same as it was before.
Okay.
So it's clothing and footwear under $100.
Right, and it's a lot of clothing and footwear, like golf jackets, golf shirts,
yeah.
baseball hats, athletic socks, arm warmers, aprons for the kitchen, blouses, chef's uniforms. Ray, I know you'll get some garters, ponchos, ties, swimsuits. I mean, it really is a comprehensive list of things that you can get without tax on them.
It really is. And for me, I have two school-aged boys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
to grow out of things.
Oh,
weeks,
yes.
So I am definitely going to be out in the stores next week picking up some back-to-school stuff for them.
It's really great. I mean, truly it is. Do you know, here's how it's always talked about, though. You know, the state needs the money. Can we really afford it? How much are we talking there?
We're talking about probably $4.9 million.
That's a
wow.
drop in the bucket.
$20 million base. I mean, everything matters. If I found $4.9 million on the street, I would pick it up.
Would you?
But, you know, for the value that it provides for the Connecticut taxpayer.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the cost value is something that we don't talk a lot about. But the value proposition in this is certainly something of value.
And let's also point out that this is only for brick-and-mortar stores, correct? Not for your online shopping from Land's End or something.
Well, you know what, right? Actually, I don't know.
Oh.
It's a sales tax exclusion. Once you start to get into the weeds of it,
yeah. Hey, sorry, Scott, we didn't mean to
get to work on that.
We didn't mean low bridge there with a fastball.
But you know, for a lot of these things, you know, and you know, I buy online too, just like everybody.
But it's local guys. If you can do the local guys, it's the I think that's the right way to do it. And I imagine they get a boost in sales, and also I imagine their revenues are better, so therefore you can get more tax from them.
That's absolutely right. And we want them to be part of their communities. That's something that, you know, slowly but surely it seems to be eroding, and we want to bring it back. We want to bring back this notion of community.
Now, are the stores...
That's strange for a tax office to say, but...
No, that's all right. You can say
we like that.
We like that. Now, are the stores encouraged to also have sales in these weeks?
Well, most stores will have sales.
Well, they will.
They know they're going to see some increased foot traffic, so they're going to want to try to draw that traffic into their particular site. So a lot of stores combine other types of events along with us.
That makes sense. That's good. Well, Scott, we always like to talk to you, our commissioner for the State Department of Revenue Services, Scott Jackson, running down. Next week is the annual tax-free week, a good chance to go
good
out
idea.
And support your local stores, your local vendors, and also get some bargains. Always a pleasure, Scott. Thanks
good
for the time.
On.
Thank you.
You know, we could call him Your Honor because he was mayor of Hamden, too.
Yeah, I know. There are some things that
I think
you
should run for governor.
Here are some things. Don't try to stir trouble. Here are some things that you can't get that are taxable even if sold for less than $100.
Hit me.
Jocks. Barrettes.
No.
boots, athletic gloves, garden gloves, golf gloves, tennis gloves, work gloves, rubber gloves, surgical gloves, hair nets, handbags and purses, headbands, ice skates, insoles, jewelry, lobster bibs. Martial arts attire, party costumes, pot holders, riding pants, roller skates, shin guards,
not a problem there.
Yeah. Ballet, bicycle, bowling, cleated, football, golf track, jazz, tap, turf, shoes, shower caps, ski pants, sports helmets, sports uniforms, umbrellas. Look, if you pay for an umbrella, you got issues because they give them away all the time. Waiters, wallets, water ski vests, and wetsuits. Now, among the items that you can get.
Yes.
Antique clothing, some of which I get to look at every day when I look across the desk. Arm warmers.
I bought some new stuff.
Athletics. You haven't broken it out yet.
I haven't worn it.
Athletic socks, bandanas, baseball hats, bathing caps. I know you don't take a shower without one. Bicycle sneakers without cleats. Chef uniforms. Clerical vestments and religious clothing.
Well, that's probably.
Diapers. That's probably. Earmuffs. Employee uniforms such as police, fire, mechanics, nurse, or postal. Matt, formal wear rentals. You can buy your tux for the big day.
Good, set it up.
Garters are tax-free next week if they cost less than $100.
I'd like to see $100 garters.
Yeah, well, there's so many lines
just
there.
Just moving on, yeah.
Graduation caps and gowns might be a little early. Gym suits, handkerchiefs, hats, caps, fashion boots, jeans, jogging suits, sweatsuits, leg warmers, leotards, tights, lingerie, nylons, hosiery, overclothes, overshoes, rubbers, boots. Painter pants, ponchos, rain jackets, rain suits, rain wear.
Oh, that's all good.
Rented uniforms, robes, sashes, scarves, scout uniforms, shirts, shoelaces, aerobic basketball boat, running without cleats, safety suitable for everyday wear shoes, ski sweater, ski jackets, sleepwear, nightgowns, pajamas. I know that doesn't apply to you from what you've told me.
No.
Slippers, sneakers, socks.
Wait a minute.
Square dancing clothes, swimsuits, tennis clothing, ties, men's and women's, undergarments.
Yeah.
Wedding gowns, headpieces, and veils, and work clothes.
Well, that's very nice.
So we could go in and tell them that, like, we're buying clothes for work.
We could.
You know? They won't believe it if we open our mouths and they recognize our voices.
And if this
well,
is
that's
work,
the
yeah.
that's the second part of the conundrum.
To get you, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.